Advocates of paid family leave, who have been lobbying on the issue for years, say movement on the matter from the Assembly Democrats and Governor Cuomo has given them new hope. Donna Dolan leads the coalition.
It's appropriate we're here on Groundhog Day, since we have been coming back year after year for paid family leave.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says the Democrats' bill uses the existing temporary disability fund to give workers up to two-thirds of their pay to care for a sick family member or bond with a newborn.
The United States remains the only industrialized nation in the world to not offer paid family leave or sick leave. That is unconscionable.
And in keeping with the Groundhog Day theme popularized in the movie starring Bill Murray, the Assembly approved the One House measure for the fifth year in a row. Governor Cuomo announced for the first time in his State of the State message that he, too, will support a form of paid family leave, saying his late father's final illness made him realize its importance.
At the end of the day, family matters. Intimate relationships matter. And in this 24/7 world, let this state make a statement of what's really important.
Cuomo's original plan would be funded by the workers themselves. It would provide one-third of an employee's pay, rising to half their pay in a few years. After critics said that's not enough, Cuomo's indicated he'll amend his plan to make it more generous, as first reported in Politico New York. A Cuomo administration official confirms that the new proposal calls for a worker taking family leave to be paid two-thirds of their regular salary for up to 12 weeks. Advocates say two-thirds pay is the minimum that's acceptable in order for most families to take advantage of the plan. Speaker Hastie, asked about the potential amendments to the governor's bill, says he still thinks the assembly measure is better because it provides enough money so that even those who don't earn a lot can take advantage of the benefit.
Our bill would take into account the concerns and to the people that it really matters, which would be the lower wage worker.
Opponents speaking on the assembly floor did not deny that there's a need for some form of paid family leave. But Assemblyman Tom McKevitt, a Republican from Long Island, says he's concerned that under the Democrats' bill, the payout from the state's temporary disability fund would rise too steeply and be too costly.
My concern with this bill is how quickly it increases it from the current amount to what this bill does. Under this bill, where currently it's $170 a week, this bill, by the year 2017, brings it to a maximum of $443 a week.
In the Senate, Republican leader John Flanagan says he's open to talking about paid family leave, and he likes that the governor's plan is funded by the workers.
A lot of our members care very deeply about that, and I'm sure it's a very good start.
Business groups, though, worry about added costs in a year where the governor and Assembly Democrats are also pressing for an increase in the minimum wage to $15 an hour. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.